During his first presidential campaign, George W. Bush opted out of the federal public financing system. The system offers matching funds to candidates, but imposes spending limits for the primaries. Governor Bush then broke all records for private fundraising, and this year, President Bush is doing it again. In March, Democratic presidential candidate Howard Dean said it would be a huge issue if any Democrat rejected spending limits and turned down public money. But now, Dean is the top fundraiser in the Democratic field, and he, too, is preparing to do just that, NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The way Dean describes it, it's now essential to do what used to be unthinkable for a Democrat, abandon the public financing program that is at the heart of the campaign finance laws. Only that way, he says, can he win the White House. In a speech yesterday in New York, the former Vermont governor said the effects of big money, effects the public financing system is supposed to counteract, alienate Americans of all political persuasions. He had a receptive audience.
This is not about Democrats and Republicans. It's about democracy and our republic.
Dean would qualify for about $19 million from the Treasury, but he would have to limit his spending to $45 million. He could spend that much by March. If Dean rejects the public money and the spending limits, he can go back and ask his remarkable base of more than 200,000 small donors for more cash. They've already made him the best-funded Democrat in the primaries. Then he'd be prepared for the weeks after the primaries. That's when the Bush campaign could spend as much as $200 million to define both the president and the Democrats' apparent nominee. So now the Dean campaign is doing what its slogan, People Powered Howard, would call for. It's asking 600,000 registered supporters to vote by email or telephone on whether to opt out. Yesterday, the candidate's mind seemed made up.
We have the opportunity to match the Bush campaign dollar for dollar, but that's not the incredible part. What's incredible is we can match his $200 million of special interest money with $200 million of our own raised through millions of ordinary Americans donating whatever they can afford.
Campaign manager Joe Trippi was even more forceful. This video was put up on the campaign website late Tuesday night.
Now, the critical issue for this campaign has to become, can we find the 2 million Americans who will contribute $100 each?
The public financing system hasn't been significantly changed since 1975, but politics has changed a lot. There are more primaries, they come earlier in the year, and candidates can easily run out of money. So with President Bush and possibly Dean going outside the system, Massachusetts Senator John Kerry and retired General Wesley Clark are considering opting out too. Michael Malbon, a political scientist who has proposed ways to fix the program, says the other candidates hope Dean goes first.
Some of the Democrats may think he's doing him a favor because he can get out with a small donor base and take a minimal amount of heat, and they can follow and blame him.
Even groups advocating campaign finance reform admit that the public financing system has become untenable. Shelley Pingree is president of Common Cause.
I think we would be pointing our fingers if we didn't feel it had been just too long. It's just time to say, look, we can't just say, you're wrong to leave the system. We got to say we're wrong not to fix it.
The Dean campaign says the results of the balloting will be announced Saturday. Initial response on the campaign's busy web logs was strongly for opting out. One supporter wrote, opt out, then change the system for next time. But others worried that Dean will start, as one wrote, pressing the flesh and greasing the wheel. In other words, becoming preoccupied with big donors, not the small donors who got him where he is. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.